Welcome to the show that helps you break through barriers to achieve an extraordinary life. This is Life, Then Finance with your host, Karoy King. Questions from listeners just like you will help to foster practical solutions to issues in your life. Now, here is your host, Karoy King.
This is Karoy King with LifeThenFinance.com, your Christian women empowerment expert, coaching Christian business women to overcome personal obstacles so they may live a fulfilled and purpose-driven life, even when they think the odds are stacked against them. My dad always says time waits for no man, and it clearly doesn't. So you're either on board or you're not on board. Today, I wanted us to talk about the reasons why you must prosper. It is a demand, and I want you to get it down in your spirit without any kind of wavering that you must prosper. As you're listening to me, repeat to yourself, put there your name, for example, Karoy. You must prosper. Number one reasons that can be a hindrance if in your subconscious you think it's not for me. I was born on a different side of the track. I'm not as privileged. That is all irrelevant. If you are in the kingdom of God, you must prosper. The world is relying on you to rescue things that are going down. I found a definition online which says prosperity is the state of flourishing, thriving, good fortune, successful, social status. I wanted to point out that it doesn't mean only wealth. It also includes happiness or joy and health. It's not only the financial aspect of it. You are settled all around. You hear so many stories where someone has money, but they are very unhappy. Actually, I was talking to a longtime friend last night, and she was telling me exactly the same thing. She mentioned most of her friends have managed to be financially successful, but they are miserable. The marriages are not working. There's a lot of unforgiveness, bitterness, adultery. It's like everything is falling apart in the midst of all the money. So that is not what we are going for. We are going for the blessing of the Lord, which will give you settlement all around, including the money part. So your money, your health, and your soul all should be thriving just like a palm tree. One of the things I want you to remember is everything I'm going to talk about, you have to walk in the consciousness of it. This is who I am. This is whose I am. And this is my purpose here. In every endeavor you're going to pursue, right here in the group coaching, most of you are business owners or starting out. So as you're doing your business, you have to walk with this consciousness. For example, you are part of the covenant. You're Abraham's seed. It means you're going to inherit Abraham's wealth. And what do they do with an inheritance? Just take our natural situation. An inheritance is something that is given to you. You don't have to pull and push and go around and do some flip-flops to get it. It's something that's given to you. Some types of inheritances may have conditions in order to get them. And that's the same with Abraham's covenant. There are some conditions. And the conditions are to do the works of Abraham. But then what kind of works did Abraham do? One, he was a tither. He was a fierce tither to the point that God said, I can't hide anything from Abraham because I know he'll teach his children to walk in my ways. When Lot was taken and Abraham had to rescue him, when they won the war, he tithed on all the loot they got. You see, so he was a real tither, and he actually taught all the generations after him because Isaac was a tither. Jacob, remember when he fought with the angel and he vowed, if you bless me now, I will tithe for the rest of my life. All of them ended up being tithers. On our part, we have to be tithers in order to enjoy the inheritance. So you know the benefits of tithing. I'll always remind you, I want this to be a lifestyle. I want it to be down in your spirit. Even when things are hard, it doesn't matter. You tithe, you give with a joyful heart, knowing that God is faithful and he will rebuke the devourer for your sake. He will make sure the heavens are open for your sake. He'll make sure your fruit doesn't die in the field, meaning when you do those business deals, they don't crumble before you actually sign the paperwork and get the deal. And if you get the deal, no cancellations of any sort. You see, those are all protections that we have. And it doesn't even only end there. Tithing protects your generations after here. Most of you have children, those who desire to have children. This protects them too. It's a covering for your whole family. Another thing Abraham did, he was a liberal soul. He was a giver to the point that he entertained angels. Remember that? So you too have to cultivate the giving spirit in you. Every opportunity you have around you to make it better, you give of your time, your resources, your talent. That is clearly working in the covenant. Also, Abraham was very obedient. Remember every time he got an instruction from God, he would run and implement right away. My question to you is, are you obedient when God gives you an instruction? I know most of you are good at praying, but then when you get answers, are you actually doing anything with those answers? If he tells you go left, are you saying no because you feel uncomfortable or you feel like you're being taken out of your comfort zone? You can only grow if you're out of your comfort zone. For as long as you stay in the comfort zone, the growth will not be there. Obedience. You have to be quick. As soon as you get the instruction, you do it right away. And Abraham was fierce, right? He was told to sacrifice Isaac. The journey was 3 days, and the next day he took Isaac. He had 3 days to change his mind. He was told to circumcise all the males the next day. Actually, he started with himself. He was promised to have a son, Isaac, and they were really, really, really old. Everything had given way, but he still believed against all odds that the one who has promised is faithful to deliver. I want you to take that for yourself. The one who has promised, he is faithful to deliver. So whatever he has promised you, just know he's going to deliver. In terms of business expansion, in terms of, you know, growth, new ideas, a different direction, whatever it is, he is faithful to make sure he delivers. Another reason why you must prosper, you are supposed to be a blessing to all the families of the earth. No one in your proximity should go hungry, should go without shelter, transportation, food, medical attention when you're there. We are supposed to be that light in our environment. And all this will take financial prosperity to actually help us do all those things. If you have a desire to build hospitals, a desire to have an orphanage, take care of those who don't have parents, it will all take a financial backing to make those things happen. But then you, as the children of the kingdom, you have to know how to tap into the kingdom and get your portion to do what you have to do here in this time. You see? So just know it deep in your spirit. You must prosper. People out there, the children, the destitute, they are all waiting for you to come and help them out. God has chosen to use you. Why else? You know, you're his vessel and he's choosing you. So these are some of the reasons you really must prosper. A poor man's wisdom is not hard. However smart you are, You have solutions to solve problems. No one will be able to hear you when you're broke. I'm just putting it as it is. No one. You have to come with some backing financially, whereby when you step in a place, people just know, okay, things are going to be solved. And this is the word of God. He's the one who said, a poor man's wisdom is not hard. Imagine the time when I found that scripture a few years ago, I was excited. I'm like, oh my God, I can never be poor. I just can't. Because if God has engraced me with wisdom, he surely has to back it up with financial prosperity. That's as simple as that. Otherwise, no one will be listening to what I've got to say if I don't have anything to show for it. These are scriptures that I find that give me the confidence to know that God is faithful to fulfill what he promised. He knows certain things won't work without the other. So all the wisdom you've got, it won't work if the financial prosperity is not there to back it up. And prosperity all around. You want to be in good health. You want your soul to be prospering while you take care and help other people and give them hope that it is possible to be settled all around. And I truly believe that where you're settled all around and you're just at rest. Being at rest doesn't mean to be lazy. You still have to work out your calling, but there won't be anxiety or worry. Things will be working, moving from one level to another. I was listening to a podcast a few weeks ago by the gentleman, Dan Sullivan. He wrote a book called The Dan Sullivan Question and some others. He's a strategic coach. He mentioned there is a difference between entrepreneurs who thrive out of a need versus those who thrive out of a want. So for those who thrive out of a need, whereby it's like, I need a house, I need to get that car, I need, you know, to get that good job, or resemble the Joneses, whatever your need is. As soon as they satisfy that need, subconsciously, that entrepreneur starts sabotaging themselves to stop going further. Why? Because the need has been met. That was their ultimate goal. So every time they try to go higher from one level to another, they self-sabotage, totally refusing. But an entrepreneur who is coming from a point of view of a want, the wants keep going. Okay, I want a car. You get the car, then the thing is, what's next? So you are in this cycle of what is next. You're always progressing, moving from one level to another. With the question, what is next?
You are listening to Life, Then Finance. To reach Karoy King, please send an email to karoyking@lifethenfinance.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Now, back to today's show.
I want you to evaluate yourself. Which kind of mentality are you coming from? Are you just having this little goal of that dream car and you stop there? No. Change your thought pattern and the words you say to, I want that. What is next? So as you achieve these goals, you can keep going and moving on to the next to avoid the trap of self-sabotage. And it's funny because our brains just do it. It's one of those things that our brain just starts to get programmed to self-sabotage once it knows you got what you needed. Remove the need mentality and let's go to the want and always ask what is next. So going back to why you really must prosper, Jesus already paid for it. And I'm sure you know this. He was slain so we may receive power, riches, wisdom, strength, glory, honor, and blessings. That is Revelation 5:12. He also said, I came so you may have an abundant life. And what is abundance through God's eyes? Actually, one of the verses that really gets me excited is in 1 Kings 4. Maybe you can read starting maybe from 20 going down. How much King Solomon was consuming in his household for a day. You will be amazed. It was like a little city. Actually, it was a little city. He consumed so much, and that was just the daily consumption, not like there was a festivity or anything. It will help you enlarge your thoughts. It's okay to think that you're going to build hospitals in your lifetime and build universities and have corporate buildings, you know, where you can rent out offices or corporate buildings for your business. It's not unrealistic. This is where God is taking you. And it will all be because of the blessing of the Lord. Remember, it's not by might, by strength or by might, but it's by His Spirit. His Spirit will keep leading you where to go. Go left, go right, stop here, turn around, giving you ideas of how to accomplish things faster, telling you to stay on track, even when you think maybe nothing is happening. But God is a good God. Something is always happening when it comes to Him. The works of your hands will be blessed. As you do what you do, just remember that. He promised that the works of your hands will be blessed. The interesting thing is, He didn't even say which kind of work. Isn't that awesome? So you can pick whatever kind of work you want to do. It will be blessed because He said so. Look at Joseph. He got blessed while he's in jail. How awesome is that? You would think, oh my God, once you're in jail, that's it. But he had the spirit of excellence, and he was able to raise from jail to a minister overnight. Someone who wasn't even a citizen of the country, who was just brought in as a slave, and now he's taking over the whole country as a minister. Such things really blow my mind. And there's a reason why God allows us to see them, so that we can truly believe in the core that it is possible. Where you are right now does not define where you're going. Even when it seems like there's nothing happening right now, plenty is happening as you keep going. Just don't stop. Don't give up on any revealed truth. The truth always sets you free. And if you don't know the truth that concerns your particular situation, search it out. That's the whole point. If you have a certain area that you seem to be, you know, it's a problem every time. It's the same mountain. Separate yourself, then study. Pinpoint the actual area and find solutions in His Word, in anointed books, in research, in people who have done it before, uncommon achievers. Find their works and study them until you get a solution for yourself. That's the only way you'll move from one level to another and break those chains that keep bringing you back to the same mountain. And you're like, what is going on? This has to stop. We have the governor to help us. It's the Holy Spirit. I call Him the governor. He's here to help you maneuver this life, the lifestyle here. You're not supposed to do it by yourself. It's too complex. He will teach you. He'll minister to you. He'll show you all things. He'll show you the Father's heart. He'll show you where your blessings are hidden or where they are kept. He'll show you the secret things. Make Him your best friend so He can show you those things that you need in order to get to where you're going. I may have already mentioned this. Whatever your hands find to do, do it, and it shall be blessed. Whatever your hands find to do, do it, and it shall be blessed. For example, if you're in a transition, maybe from one job to the other, or business is slow, you need to supplement your income, it's okay. Whatever your hands find to do, do it. Even when it may not be aligning right, God promised to reward the laborer. So you'll be paid wages for what you're doing. And in the process, you uncover the next step for what you have to do. Versus knowing maybe you're having a little hardship and you don't want to do anything, but rather sit and just wait. That is not wisdom, to sit and wait. you have to literally get up and do something, do anything. God is faithful like that. He'll make sure you, whatever your hands find to do will be blessed. And usually, of course, you know, you hear a few excuses. What if I do the wrong thing? What if I fall off track? Sometimes you just have to take a risk and take a leap of faith. Then you'll discover as you go. It may be the right one. It may be the wrong one. But if it's the wrong one, His grace is sufficient. You did the best you thought you could. He said He will turn everything for His glory, so you're covered there. And He will repay anything the cankerworm tried to eat. That time that was wasted during that season, it will be repaid back. So step out in faith. Take a risk. Do something you've never done before towards your goal. Step out. You'll be amazed that the door that seemed to be closed is actually not closed that tight. As soon as you knock, it will just fling open. You also hear some other excuses where people get comfortable. They just stay in the same place. Good is the enemy of great. You may be in a good place, but if you choose to stay there and don't venture out, you'll never get to your greatness. Because you always think, if I just get this right, you know, that will be it. A lot more to uncover through your lifetime. So as you keep going, even when you're in a good place, strive to get to the best, to the most excellent place and most excellent level. And that will take you taking one step after another. Even when things are good, you keep going to find better ways of doing things in your business, getting more customers, being efficient, your personal development. Keep going, because there is plenty more where all that came from. One of the main reasons that you really must prosper, as I said, you are supposed to help with, to bless the families of the earth and rebuild all the waste places. The earth is waiting for your manifestation, the manifestation of the sons of God. Just keep in mind that greater is He that is in you than the evil in the world. So everything you need is inside you. Greater works are you going to do than Jesus did? I know that is like a huge reality. You're like, what? All those miracles and everything? Oh, yeah. He said, greater works will you do. So I'm expecting greater things from you. In addition, the same spirit that raised Him is the same spirit in you. I'm always wondering, I'm like, Lord, you know, the same spirit that raised you is in me. Meaning I can push myself way, way farther than I possibly think I can. So just remember, you have so much potential and we are expecting you to prosper. Your world is waiting for you. The world around you is dying. People need you. They need you to build those hospitals and the orphanages and the clean water and the medical, you know, the medicine and education, spreading the gospel. You know, your environment needs that and needs it so bad. You really have to get your game on and get this prospering thing down. And the only way to show it is when you have the rest all around. Your financial is doing well, your soul is prospering, and your health is prospering too. Lastly, I wanted to remind you that as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So as you're thinking in your heart, that is who you are. So if your thinking is not good at this moment, you need to modify that. Because it may be hindering where you're going. Maybe you're thinking through a lens of low self-esteem. But then the things you want to do are so great, then you'll always stay behind that glass of low self-esteem. So you really have to change that tape recorder that is playing in your mind. Are you thinking about the things you cannot do? Change that. Think about the things you can do. re-listen to these recordings again and again. Let it drop in your spirit that everything in heaven is backing you up to make sure you prosper and be an influence in your environment and be significant in this lifetime, not when you get to heaven. I want you to learn to encourage yourself. I want you to learn to implement instructions you have had, because you're one instruction away to your breakthrough. Just one. You get an instruction from God, you do it, and you're in right there. Whatever you do, have a servant's heart. We are here to serve. We are ambassadors. So whatever we are doing, it's on behalf of God. Work with any unforgiveness issues, offense, any depression of any sort. The joy of the Lord is your strength. If you're feeling weak, it means you're lacking joy, you know, because that joy is what gives us strength. As always, if you're enjoying these episodes, please leave us a review here in iTunes or any other podcast platform you're listening to, and join us in the coaching programs. Till then, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you again for tuning in to Life Then Finance. Please join Teroy King for another edition next week. For coaching, booking speaking engagements, and any other inquiries, please send an email to teroyking@lifethenfinance.com or visit www.lifethenfinance.com. May the coming week be filled with exceeding grace and favor in every aspect of your life.